Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
7:23 here, 3:23 in the afternoon in Ukraine, and let's check in with journalist Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, are you back in your Lviv news bunker yet?
Bob, man, first, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Good. No, I'm not back in Lviv, but we are almost back in Dnipro, which has been sort of my home base for the past week. And this morning, well, this was a morning of uncertainty. We knew we were going into a risky situation. There was a hospital in the city, small city of Guliapola, which is one of the cities very close to the Russian-occupied territory. And this hospital needed some supplies. Also, with a friend from America, Matt, who works with this group called Ukraine Help 22, a U.S. nonprofit, they had donated some generators that were powering what is left of this city, including the hospital. So we wanted to go and make sure everything was working with our driver, Ihor, who's a very fast driver, and with our very brave translator, Dasha. We went to the extremes of Ukrainian territory today. And as we were at the final checkpoint before the city of Guliapola, we were waiting for our military escort. And we have to sort of take sneaky roads to get safely into the city. And at that point, Russian artillery fired very close to us. The hit was maybe, I think it was about a football field away, if not a bit closer. And so that right there, everything really obviously hits home when it's that close to you. We were still able to get into the city. And, you know, it's amazing. All of our the volunteers and the soldiers that were showing us around, we were moving very quickly. Every time we were in the car, we sped very quickly. We weren't allowed to go anywhere in any grass or field because there was a good chance it could be mined. But all of the people that were showing us around somehow were still able to joke and have good humor, despite this town has taken hits from artillery, from Russian tanks, almost every day for the past weeks. 2 weeks ago, there was the Russians fired missiles on this small city, and so it's seen a lot of destruction. And you know, it's very possible in a small amount of time that could become Russian territory, and that's what the Ukrainians are trying to prevent. There was a moment when the director of the hospital, we asked him, you know, are you going to stay here? He said, it's my duty. I have to be an example. I can't leave this post. And our translator broke down in tears. And that's really where you see how this affects everyone.
Joseph, where you are there any warnings, any sirens that would alert you to incoming missiles?
Yeah, that applies throughout Ukraine. But what was different in this situation is the attack on the ground, and so there's no missiles that can warn for that. There's no alarm system to warn for that. It could happen at any time. And at one point, we were inspecting a generator that powers a water treatment plant, and we had to run to the cars and get out of there because fire was coming from somewhere, you know, through the forest, coming toward the city. And so we had to hightail it out of there quite quickly.
Are you recording any of this on video? Are you taking notes for a book? Because what you're going through there and what you're experiencing there is incredible.
Yeah, we have to be very careful with video in some of the places we were today. But that's when I'm constantly taking notes and a few photographs and things that we can share for sure after the war. And as we were leaving Guliapola, which, by the way, is home to one of the most famous Ukrainian revolutionaries of the 19th century. Just a reminder of how long, the early 20th century, how long Ukrainians have been struggling for freedom. The four of us are in the car driving quickly, and we can see smoke in different places through the fields. These beautiful green, like I said, it's a mixture of green and sort of chartreuse yellow in these amazing fields, but we see the smoke everywhere. And we're listening to a mixture of Ukrainian rock. There was a version of the Bella Ciao, that Italian partisan song in Ukrainian. So it's like a normal road trip with good music. There might have been a little drink in the car to calm people's spirits. But yet in this time of war, and we were reading some Ukrainian poetry, and I was thinking, oh, this could be a movie scene because it is not real. It doesn't feel real. but it is real.
Mm-hmm. Well, hearing you talking about driving and being very cautious because the roads might be mined makes us think twice about getting aggravated over traffic or a high price of gasoline over here. It's living history. Joseph Lindsley, editor of Ukrainian Freedom News. Joseph, I'll let you go here so you can concentrate on being safe, and we will hook up with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and Bob, that was the conversation we had in the car was, war doesn't change our humanity. So everyone here still complains about the small things. So I think that's okay.
Okay.
It's part of living life. So
well, that's good to hear. Anyway. I'm glad. All right.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you.